WITFM. 881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Magnify your name, O God, because you are a great God. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you for what you're about to do on this line. Lord, I thank you that you woke us up this morning, O God. You kept us in clothing in our right mind. Now, Father God, I ask that you will have thine own way. Spirit of the living God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. God, we will be forever giving you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Matthew 7 chapter and the 24th verse. That's Matthew 7 and 24. And I will be reading for the New International Version. And it reads as follows. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is still standing after the storm. The scripture says, your father sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Being a person of faith doesn't exempt you from any difficulties in this life. Jesus told the parable about a wise man who built his house on a rock. This man honored God. And another man, he foolishly built his house on the sand. He didn't honor God. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds they blew and beat on the houses of both the just and the unjust. But after the storm was over, the house built on the rock was still standing. The house built on the sand was completely ruined. So what does it mean that the wise man built his house upon a rock? This means grounding ourselves in Christ every day and making wise choices through the guidance of his spirit before the storms of life come. Reading the word of God, praying, fasting will equip us for the storms of life. One hears Christ's words and acts upon them. Example, they obey the word of God. The result is that in the storm of a trial, of tribulation, eventually the final judgment, he or she stands firm. On the other hand, another likewise hears the words of Christ, but does not act upon them and does not obey them. When you do not obey Christ's words, you can always look for a storm to come into your life. So what are spiritual storms? I'm glad you asked. They are unpredictable, untraceable, and hard events that come into the life of a person without any warning, and it will shatter their entire world. So what are some of the storms of life? It could be a loss of a loved one, a loss of your job, a loss of your house, a loss of anything, a sickness, a heartache. They can all come into our lives and turn our lives upside down. But God has given us an anchor in these types of storms as well. He gave us hope in his son, Jesus Christ. Huh? Oh, my God. Who will be with us through every storm. And he promises eternal life to those, only those, who place their faith in him. So what do you do during the storm of life? I'm glad you asked. As difficult as it may sound, people of God, it is possible, and you can stay calm in the midst of a storm. It may be difficult, but if you have the right mindset to know every storm is not going to last always, that even in the midst of my storm, I know that my Lord is there with me. Even in the midst of my storm, I'm going to hear the voice of God, because most of the time when there are storms in our lives, we panic. Even when there is a natural one coming, we do what? We want to take cover. We want to be in preparation. So in the midst of my storm, I'm going to get what God needs for me to learn in the midst of this storm. I'm going to be attentive to his voice, because I want to come out the first time. I don't want to go back in that same thing again because of the fact I failed it. I want to pass it the first time around. So in the midst of the storm, I'm asking God to also teach me how to be calm and teach me how to hear his voice. People of God, even in the midst of a storm, take time to allow God to recharge you. Take time to allow God to minister to your spirit. Remember, people of God, you're not going to be in this storm always. A storm can either make you, a storm can either break you. It is your choice how you're going to come out of this storm. Oh, come on here, Holy Ghost. Keep calm. Don't let the circumstances of the storm affect you, but glorify God, oh my God, in the midst of the storm. My God. Ooh, don't allow the storm to label you. Ooh, allow the storm to build your character. Ooh, allow the storm to build up your inner man. Allow the storm to build up your spirit man. But do not allow the storm to label you. But most of all, don't you get stuck in the storm. When the storm gets rough and raging, don't get stuck. Don't stay there, but allow the Spirit of the Lord to move you through the storm. But don't you get stuck, and don't you give up in the storm. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So what to do when the storms of life come? Yes, we're saved, we're sanctified, and we fill with the precious Holy Ghost. But there are storms that are going to come in our lives. But I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying on today. He said what to do with storms, when the storms of life come. I want you to get you a pencil and a paper, and I want you to write these down. Some steps that will help us to honor God in the midst of our storms. Don't allow the enemy to take your praise when you are in the midst of the storm. Number one, you pray without ceasing. I know it looks rough. I know there are times you don't even feel like praying. You don't even feel like doing nothing. You just want to come out. But I guarantee you, if you pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, you will come out of it quicker. Number two, affirm your faith with praise. Praise your way out through the storm. Number three, you keep showing up. Don't allow that storm to back you away from the house of worship. In other words, you stay in the house of worship. Every time the church doors are open, go. Because you need to be around a body of believers and faith believers that will encourage you, that will help you. Keep showing up and believe in miracles. Believe in the miracles. Believe in the miracles. Believe in the promises. I'm saying this over and over again to get it into your spirit. Believe in the promises of God. Believe in the miracles of God. Hallelujah. Stand on God's promises. Pray without ceasing. Affirm your faith with praise. Keep showing up and believe in his promises and his miracles. People of God, you may get knocked down. And you will go through some dark and stormy times, but that's just a part of life. It rains on everybody. But the difference is that when you honor God, when you stay in faith, when you have the promises of God, that when the storm clears, you won't be the victim. No, you will not be. You will be the victor. You will come out victorious. You will still be standing. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, some of you are going through some storms right now. He said, remember the promises that he has given you. Stand firm. You are victorious. Come out of it with a praise. Let us pray. Father, thank you that our lives can be built on the rock that you are, and we can live to honor you. Father God, we thank you for your promises that no matter what comes our way, but when the storm is over, we'll still be standing because we are trusting you through the storms. Oh my God, we're trusting you through the process. No matter what it looks like, God, no matter what it feels like, God, we're still going to praise our way through the storms. Because God, we know storms just come to make us, come to prepare us for greater. And God, we just want to say thank you. Oh my little yeah, God, we just want to glorify you on this morning, God. We give you all the glory that is due your name, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, we believe that, Lord God, you will bring us through, God, and we will glorify you, God, through the storm, in the midst of the storm, and when we come out. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.